Welcome back to First Horizon Park here in downtown Nashville. It's Jeff Hembach with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. And tonight, game four for the Sounds and the Norfolk Tides. And we're joined by infielder Yanni Hernandez. And thanks to assistant athletic trainer Benny Arroyo for the help in translating. Yanni, first of all, just overall, how would you describe how you feel the season has gone so far for you individually?
Mira, muy increíblemente con el equipo aquí. Me gusta la ciudad de Nashville. Ha estado ajustándome poco a poco a la liga, pero gracias a Dios me siento bien y me estoy acomodando a la liga.
So far, he's been having a great time here in Nashville with the team and with the teammates. You know, just enjoying and just getting used to living here in Nashville.
Having been with other organizations so far in your career, what felt like a good fit for you with the Brewers as you've been with the organization now for a few months?
Mira, yo creo que es un equipo joven, que tengo la oportunidad de jugar en grandes ligas y como aquí en Nashville hay todavía peloteros jóvenes y siento que esa es la oportunidad que yo necesito.
Just looking for an opportunity to play in the big leagues and I thought that the Brewers had a young core. And also here in Nashville, they have a young group of players. And I thought that would provide me the best chances to get back to the big leagues.
You're batting leadoff tonight. Second time this year you've been in the leadoff spot. How would you describe your approach at the plate? Because you've made a lot of contact this year. You've been a tough guy to strike out, which would lend well to being in the leadoff role. So overall, how would you describe your offensive approach?
Mira, creo que totalmente de leadoff quiero como que darle mejor de visión de picheo a mi al line-up completo y me gusta estar de primer bate por eso porque hago que mis compañeros los que me vienen atrás vean mejores picheos.
So his my approach is getting my players on my teammates in a better spot and making sure that they can get deeper in the count and get better pitches. So by me being a leadoff guy, I can just kind of relay that information to my teammates.
I'm interested to hear how you've developed as a switch hitter. When did you start switch hitting, and what is your more natural side?
Comencé a los 8 años, y ya lo había soltado a los 13 años. Un scout de Guaysó fue que dijo que yo tenía que, por mi estatura, tenía que me iba a dar más como estabilidad a mí en mi carrera de ser switch hitter.
I started switch hitting when I was about 8 years old. But then I stopped at about 13 years old. But it wasn't until a scout from the White Sox organization that just kind of recommended me to get back into switch hitting, given my height. He thought that was going to give me more tools to get to the next level.
What are the challenges that come with switch hitting? It sounds obvious. Oh, great. It can put you in the lineup more often, but it's double the work, double the thought process sometimes, too.
Yo creo que el desafío es que a los dos lados son diferentes planes que tengo de bateo. A la derecha soy un poquito más agresivo, a la zurda soy un poquito más cuidadoso a la hora de batear, selectivo con los picheos.
It's definitely a different approach. When I'm hitting right-handed, I'm a little bit more aggressive. However, when I'm hitting lefty, my approach is a little bit more conservative and trying to get better pitches to hit.
You've had some major league time the last few years, Rangers, Diamondbacks, last year with the Dodgers. What have you learned about yourself and about the game in those instances where you've gotten some major league opportunity?
Mira, he aprendido muchas cosas, ¿sabes? He jugado ya con esos tres diferentes equipos. El año pasado con los Dodgers tuve una buena experiencia. Sabes que tuve que venir de la banca, tuve que ajustarme un poquito al proceso de venir de la banca. Y para mi carrera, me sirve muchísimo porque me hizo como agarrar más valor sobre mi talento y de lo que sé ahora mismo del juego.
Oh, it's definitely been a good experience being at that level. You know, by myself, I learned kind of how to approach the game better last year with the Dodgers. So I also had to learn the role of coming out of the bench and you know, definitely gave me a different value to my game.
I know when you're in the big leagues, you don't want to give the pitcher too much credit. You know, you're trying to stay calm. Is there a pitcher you've faced, though, in the big leagues where mentally you were like, all right, this is pretty cool, or there was a wow factor to who you were facing?
Sí, yo creo que fue en el 2021 cuando me enfrenté a Chris Sale, que lo estaba viendo desde pequeño. Cuando me enfrenté a él, dije como que, wow, es realidad lo que estoy haciendo. y después que le conecté un hit, como que cumplí mi sueño, sabía que estaba en Grandes Ligas.
So for me, that moment came in 2021 when I faced Chris Sale, a pitcher that I saw growing up. And, you know, just when I was there in that moment, it was definitely a wow moment and also a reality check, especially after I connected for a single. You know, that's when I realized, all right, now I'm in the big leagues now.
Yeah, that's great stuff. Yanni, thank you for your time. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Sounds infielder Yanni Hernandez. This has been Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups and first pitch are coming up next.